issues that we were discussing was a very particular knas, a person who sells karban ola or karban shlamim. So the knas is not mitzad the mocher, but mitzad the kohen. Anybody remember the metaphor that Rashi cited based on the Gemara? Ilan?
Not the mouse that stole, but the
whole. Chor ganav, exactly. V'lav achbara. So the mocher is almost considered inert in this equation, and the kona is really held liable to a very high degree. And Ilan, do you remember what was sort of the extra degree of culpability? That even if, remember, the kona overpaid for the korbanos, so we say everything, despite the fact that loasa v'lo klum, everything goes to olas ketzam izbeach. So what was the mechayev? What was so egregious about what he did? How did we, remember the conclusion that we arrived at? Right, that, okay, so he tried to buy somebody's korban ola or korban shlabim off of them. So remember, I think we saw in the Bali Atosos that this is the medium through which somebody else is going to achieve kapara. So you have to respect that. Right, so you know, korban ola is associated with mitzvah saseh, and obviously, you know, a shlamim, even if it's not related to a chait, right? Nonetheless, there's a you know a special quality to you know mishulchan gavoa kazachu, and you know the ritzui on the mizbeach, and you know people should have more respect for other people's korbanos in that regard. So that was one issue that we were discussing. The second issue that we were discussing was a very complicated situation, and there was a referral, you know, maybe the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel have an insight into this, and that's exactly where we're going to pick it up. But there was a little bit of a complication. Somebody was makdish a seh or a tala, right? And so it should have kedusha. Another person was makdish maos, and right wants to buy into the seh. So normally, for the maos to be yotzei lechulin, right, it has to be a hekdesh techulin transaction. Ein hekdesh chal al hekdesh. So what we're going to see in the Gemara, and this is very good in terms of, you know, analytical logic, is that one of the two variables here might not be a full status of hekdesh. Is it possible to argue that there's a shiur, let's say, in the karban? Is it possible to argue that there's a shiur in the maos? That even if a person is makdish their maos to this purpose, maybe there's actually a shiur there. So let's start with the Karban Pesach. Can anybody think of Svara or has a idea that maybe the Karban Pesach retains, even if it's hekdesh, it retains an aspect of chulin to it? Keilan? Okay, so that is interesting, but that seems to be a different application within the world of Hekdesh. But here we really need Chulin. So there is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi that we'll see in just a moment that the Pesach is considered Mamun Bailim, which is parallel to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Haglili by Kachim Kalim, that Kachim Kalim is actually Mamun Bailim. Okay, so if you can say it retains a dimension of Chulin, so then you could understand that the person who is makdish his maos, he's buying into this Karban Pesach, even if it's already hukdash lekach, right? The kind of kedusha that the Karban Pesach takes on, mamun bailim, is a very fascinating possibility, a very intriguing possibility. And therefore, those maos could actually go out to chulin because, you know, it's not, you know, full hekdesh in terms of the Karban. So there's still an aspect of a chulin to hekdesh transaction. The maos are hekdesh, the karban is mamun bailim, and so the maos that went into buying into that karban pasach will come out as chulin. Okay, we'll talk also about maybe a shiur bedamim in just a moment. So that's a very important possibility. So on background here, we just need to introduce one other din, and then we'll be ready to get going in the Gemara. Nachi, do you remember what the din of esnan zona is? Esnan zona mechir kelev? Avi, so what's the din?
I think by the darim that you can't use, you can't be makdish the fee of a zona or of some other clearing, or some other form of zona clear kelev
Tarkich. Right, because it sounds like the Sadeh Shavah is like it's a bizayon, right? That the Torah says that this is something that's abominable. The Torah says, "Lo sabia esnan zonah mecher kalav beis Hashem elokecha lechol neder," meaning something that's already hekdesh. Ki so avas Hashem elokecha gam shnehem. That these are both very repugnant forms of activity. Okay, so let's remember that then on background, and then we'll be able to explore two different possibilities. One of them again is a shear in the karban. Kedi, the other one is a shear in the mammon. So Rabbi loved the ukma Rabbi Yoshai lahay b'manas zona al pischo. The Rebbe, he again, Rebbe again is the one who says that a karban pesach is still mammon ba'alim. Have mokim no lo lahohi bekachim kalim va'aliba the Rabbi Yosi aglili de amar kachim kalim mammon ba'alim. The only way this would make sense to me that it's not a problem of in hektish chalal hektish is if really the karban doesn't take on the full status of hektish because it's mammon ba'alim, it retains an aspect of a chulin to it. Avol v'pesach lo mishayir inish b'maos v'adai mishayir inish. Right? Had it not been for the fact that we already heard Rabbi Oshaya establish that this is going according to Shitas Rabbi, but I would have said, b'ma'os v'adai mishayir inish. A person really isn't fully makdish their ma'os, more than just a moment. But when it comes to Karban Pesach, for sure it's hektish. Had it not been, right, lulei, right, demistafina, not been for that Rabbi Oshaya already waited on the sugya and said that we're really going like Rabbi here, that it's a shiur in the Korban, I would have said straight away that it's a shiur in the ma'os. D'meikaraki ma'afrish lehu, adaita dehochi ma'afrish lehu. So Abai says, my instinct would have been to say that the shiur is not mitzad the korban, the shiur is actually mitzad the maos. When a person has in mind, when they set aside maos, let's say to buy into a korban pesach, that there actually is a tzad chulin shebo. Okay, so what was the case of Rabbi Oshaya? So he says it's Rabbi, and it's mamon bailim, and because the korban pesach is mamon bailim, what can a person use their mammon for? We're not recommending it. We're not proud of it. We're not encouraging it. But theoretically, right? Avi, go ahead. So that's where the esnan zona comes in. And you might say, look, I don't have stock options for you. I don't have commodities. I don't have gold or silver. I don't have chosemes, psilim, you know, a matzah for you, but or gedi, but I have a korban pesach. And it's mamon bailim. So we need the gzeres hakasav of lechol neder, despite the fact that this is a viable korban pesach, and indeed it's mamon bailim. So that would be the case that Rabbi was talking about, and that was the application of Rabbi Oshaya. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'ha Rabbi hu mishum hachi moshe biyadu chulin, uv'maos v'adai mishayir inish, v'ayit kamoki la Rabbi Oshaya k'rabbi, lo mokimna le'ana k'rebi, to Pesach lo mishayir inish. Okay, so then that's the conclusion of Abaye's comment, that he doesn't think that in when it comes to the carbon itself, a person leaves a shiur, that there's a tzad chulin shebo. Okay, so the Haggah takes out this next section. So v'halakal u'kme k'rebi osi, but Abaye's original indication, which was to say, maybe this is all going aliba the Rabbi Yosi aglili, that kachim kalim is really mamun bailim, in which case you don't have the problem of in hektish chal hektish. Daha taniba v'hamocher olaso u'shelamav shlamim, being obviously a prime example of kachim kalim lo asa v'lo klum. And if it's mamun bailim, what should the natural conclusion be? Nachi.
He did the mechira was chal.
For sure. Mamun bailim means it's subject to transaction. Excellent, Nachi. Okay, v'hashta de'uk me Rabbi Yoshai l'ha'u b'memana zon al pischo v'rabbi he again Rabbi Shita that the Karban Pesach is mamun bailim shma mina desvir le'afilu b'pischo mishayir inish. Right, that built into Rabbi Shita, which is the way that Rabbi Yoshai understood the case, is that even when it comes to Karban Pesach, there's a shiur. A person retains a kind of a chulin control. So, mayhi the Rabbi Oshaya, ditznan, Nasan la mukudashin be esnana, hare elu mutarin. Right, the hekdesh cannot be chal because of the gzeras akasov. Lo savi esnan zona beis Hashem Elokecha lechol neder. So if you take something which is hekdesh already, right, there's no way that it could be utilized for purposes of an esnan zona. Nasan la mukudashin be esnana, hare elu mutarin. Nothing happened to them. Ofos dechulin hare elu asurin. But when it comes to ofos, all of a sudden they would become asur mitam esnan zona. So what's the suggestion? That when it comes to ofos, apparently that wasn't included in the pasuk of lichol neder. Very fascinating. Okay. Shehaya bidin. So we would have thought that there was a kal v'chomer involved. Umay mukdashim shemun posel b'hem in esnanu mechir chal aleihen. Ovo shenamun posel b'hen in odin shen esnanu mechir chal aleihem tam b'lomer lechol neder. L'rabo says ha'ofos. So we would have thought, frankly, that it was in the opposite direction. Right? That when it comes to ofos, because they're just much, much, much lower standards, right? So that it's much less sensitive to these kinds of To'evos, right? And there is a Tzad HaShavah, right? Because the Torah describes bringing a carbon with a mum as a To'eva in its own right. So we would have thought, oh, since Ophos have much lower standards in the area of one To'eva, of Mumin, so the Esnan Zona shouldn't be Chal on them. That's what we would have suspected. That's a natural assumption. So the Gemara then says, that if it's already hekdesh and it's a behema, then it's not subject to the iser of esnan zon. At had it not been for the gzeres hakasev, have mina mukdashin. Chal iser esnan aleihen v'hoyin adam oser davar she'eino shelo. But wait a second. It's no longer yours. So how does your affiliating this with an esnan zona have any impact? Ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. Shelchoy ataroa, aval ataroa shelachayrim v'shel gavoa. Shel gavoa is not yours. It's not begeder shalcha. Does anybody want to jump in? What must the answer be? Ilan, what's your suspicion?
Like by people we have that you can like ruin the korban even though it's not yours.
Okay, very good. So your machshava still counts, right? Nachi, what might you say?
It'd be like tovas hanak mamundami.
Interesting. I wouldn't call this situation so much of tova sana, right? Because
in the fact that like
a real right, transaction,
you have some control.
Okay, good. So that's what we're talking about. What do we call that? We saw two shitos already today. Rabbi by the carbon pasach, Rabbi Yossi Aglili when it came to kachem kalim, which is to say that actually it's two words. Oh no, we lost Avi and Kivi. There's Avi. Okay, Ilan. Yeah, that's the direction of the Gemara. Very good. So the Gemara says, in general, we do have an issue. In the most or davar venu shalo, right? You can't ruin something that's not really yours. And that would have been the assumption of Rabbi Shaya, b'mana zon al pischo, v'rabbi. My Rabbi, so where did Rabbi come up with this idea? The Tanya, im yimad habayis mihios misa. And the pasuk continues on, v'lakach hu shcheino hakaro v'albeso. B'michsas nefashos ish lefi ochlo tachosu al hasa shina alav hakasav la'akev. So Rebbe says something astonishing. So Rebbe says, wait a second. If the Torah is emphasizing the nature of this karban, Selaves avos, selabayis, v'im yimad habayis, miyos misa. The Torah gives you a workaround. So you can join together for purposes of your household. So Rebbe says, wait a second, the Torah is giving you a lot of control over this Korban Pesach. Maybe the Torah even allows you to utilize this Korban Pesach in a way that we would normally think is like an issue of Me'ila. Hecheyehu Miseh. Use the Seh to generate a Chayim for yourself. Now the question is, what is the outer boundary of that issue? What we can use it for anything? Is it Kodshim? Semech di Achila. So the Tanna Kamma says, okay, oh, well, you can utilize the seh for purposes of furthering the mitzvah of achlo es habasar balayla hazeh, but you don't get to use the seh for any which thing. V'lo mikdei mekach, Rabbi Omer af mikdei mekach, shim ein lo memana acher imo al pischo ve'al chagigaso umo shebiyado chulim. That the method of being makdish a korban pesach, according to Rabbi, built into that is the ability to use it for purposes of mekach. People will buy in with money that they consecrated, with no shiur, for purposes of a korban pesach. They buy into your korban pesach, and you can take that money and use it as chulin. Hecheyehu miseh. Right? Not just michdei achila, but also michdei mekach. It's a remarkable idea. But that's what Rabbi means when he says it's mamon bailam. Rabbi Reb Zerah Hanamar be'etzim letzliyasu chuliyam lo pligi dikeman ditekanasa de pesach hu giguva de pesach dami. Ki pligi matzim maru rabbanan savri achila chavisei rabbi savar. Kevan dechshir v'pesach, kigufa de pesach, dami al matzah simram yochlu v'chadamar no. V'matzah maru nami chulei amalo pligi dechshir al matzah simram yochlu, that's fundamentally integrated into the carbon pesach. The kevan de machshir in the pesach, nenuge pesach dami. Ki pligi likach bo chaluk, likach bo talis. Rabbanan savri miyos misam arachmana hecheyehu l'sa. Rabbi Savar, hecheye atzmecha misa. Hecheye atzmecha misa. Use the Pesach, which is kachim, if you need it to go out and buy yourself a talis, a chaluk, by all means. It's a highly personal, transactable korban. Hecheye atzmecha misa. I have a thought about that. I want to just come back to it in a moment. So Abaye de Amari Lavdo Kamir Mishala Haibiman is Honel Pischov Rabbi, he having Mokmina Labikachim Kalim Valibiris Yaglili, Dummer Kachim Kalim Mamun Bailim, who Pesach Lomishirinish. Didn't we just say Haktani Behedya, Shalmanas, Kanig Dishi Israel S. Pischayan? Sounds like everybody agrees to that. Why couldn't Abaye see that? Ema Shalmanas, Kanig Dishi Israel, Moos Pischayan. Not the Gofa Karban, but the Moos of a Shior. Not the Gufa Korban. Hecheye atzmecha misa. Use the set to generate life for yourself. Anybody have a svara? It's like a wild idea. It flies in the face of everything that we should assume about Kachin. Mivdol b'dili mineh. Hecheye atzmecha misa. Use the seh to secure your life. What does that sort of remind you of? At least in concept. Eitan?
Kind of like with the Ma'ichayi.
Beautiful. Right? The whole institution of Pesach Mitzrayim was predicated on what? Korban Pesach saved the lives of the Jewish people. Right? And so, L'dorei Doros, Shitas Rav Yehuda Anasi is that the Korban Pesach is unique amongst Korbanos in the sense that it uniquely allows you to take care of your needs. That's an interesting question. L'chatchila b'di'evet hecheyat mechamisa. It sounds like a person is pretty desperate, right? Mishein lo talus, mishein lo chaluk, the man has no clothes. Hecheyat mechamisa. You know, v'at erom v'eriyah. you'll permit the expression. So Tosfos keys in on a critical issue. So is it the Gzeiros HaKasuv? V'im Yimat HaBayis Mihios Misa? Or is it this idea of Almanas Kain Hikdishu Yisrael Pischeya? Which one is the dominant element? So Tema says Tosfos Kevan Demikra Nafik. Matzarech L'tayim HaShal Menas Kain Hikdishu Yisrael Pischeyem. If it's a Gzeiros HaKasuv, so why do you need this far? He says, Yeshlomer dekamash malan kra dedaito lakach, that the Pasuk comes to teach you this principle. Shal Menas Kain Hikdishu Yisrael Pischeyem. That from the very beginning, as I say, from Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach was associated with Chiyus, with a life-saving element. Okay, good place to stop for any questions. So just point out that in Bava Basra, this notion of the Mamun Bailim is used for even purposes of Kiddushin. Afilu L'Kaddish Bo Saisha. It's an amazing idea. Okay. Mishnah. Zav Shira Shtei Rios. So we know that's a Tomas Shiva. Shochten Alav Bishvi Rashalo. Shochten Alav Bishmini. That's a case of Mechusar Kippurim. Mechusar Kippurim. We know is Aser Bekachim. And it's a Chi of Kares. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom V'isha. Kisav Zazuv Zov Dama Yamim Rabim. Yamim Ishnayim Rabim Ishlosha. So for an Isha, it's biyamim tala hakasuv. It's about the number of days. So if she sees for 1 or 2 days, it's shomeres yom keneged yom. So shochten ala b'sheni shala, that's no problem. Rasa shne yamim shochten ala b'shlishi, it's fundamentally the same din. Right, shomeres yom keneged yom is for 1 day or for 2 days. V'hazava, hazava gedola, shochten aleha b'shmini, she is mechusar kippurim. So even though, right, she's not able to have kachim right now because she'll be re'uya le'orta at night, so we can go ahead and include her in the shechita and the chavur. So I'm Rav Yehuda Merav, shochten v'zarken al tevul yom u'mechoser kippurim, ve'ein shochten v'zarken al tamei sheretz. He has a special carve-out. He thinks that somebody's a tamei sheretz, right, even though it's only Tumas Erev, that individual is not going to be part of a chabura. V'ulamar av shochten v'zarken al tamei sheretz. The rav ma'ishnat v'l yom dechazi l'orta tamei sheretz. Also tamas erev nami chazi l'orta. So Gemara says mechusar tvila. So t'vul yom nami mechusar harev shemesh. You can't say he's perfect. He went into the mikvah, but he still needs harev shemesh. So the Gemara says shim shem emela arva. The sun will set on its own, right? We don't have to be choshesh. Even Rabbi Meir won't be choshesh for Shemesh Begivon Dom, V'yareach Ve'emek Ayalon. That's not a Miyad HaMatzoy. That's not a Miyad Sheno Matzoy. That's an ace. Okay? So the sun is going to set. We can be pretty sure about that. Okay? Shem Shem Meila Arvo. So that's automatic, but somebody who hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, so that's Mechusar Maisa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Mechusar Kippurim Minami, Ha Mechusar Kapara. Right, it's not automatic, he has to do something. So the Gemara says, Shekino Biyado, that it's as if he really brought his karban because he's got it with him. So Tamei Sheretz Nami Arei Mikvah Lefanav. So which one is harder? Is he's going to walk a block to the mikvah? So Dilma Pasha. So the Gemara says, maybe we think that the person is not going to make it there. So Yachim Mechusar Kippurim Nami Dilma Pasha. So if you can say that about going to the mikvah, so Vadai Kol Shekin, you should be able to say that with respect to offering the karban. So the Gemara says Kigon De Masrin Ola Bezdin Chrab Shmaya Damer Chazaka In Bezdin Shel Kohanim Om De Misham Ad Sheyachalu Ma'o She Bishofaros. That all of the money in terms of Mechusar Kapara, the Mechusar Kapara went to the shofaros, and they purchased the kinim with them, and you could be sure that on Erev Pesach, the Bezdin Shel Kohanim would not go home to their seder before they had taken care of everything. So that we have no chashash of Dilma Pasha. This is a version of Kohanim's reason saying. ולרב דמידרייסא מחזה חזי רבנן דגזרו בים על מרב. Why was Rav, who says that there's a carve-out for somebody who is a Tamei Sheretz, and we're not Shochir on him, it seems like a Dinder Abanan, Almama Rav, Metamin Echon Mehem B'Sheretz, that was the case when his Palgo Palgo Mechza Mechza. So he said, we wanted the Rove to be Tamei so that everybody can bring the Karban Pesach now, right? Because in Ish, Ish, Ki Atamei L'Nefesh, in Ish Nitchal Pesach Sheni Vein Sibur, Elo the Rav Demider Aisana Milo Chazi Dichziv Ish Ish Ki Atamei L'Nefesh, Milo askin and shechal shvish alolios veraba pesach dehainu tamasheretz, which is fundamentally equivalent to tamasheretz because they're going to be ready that night. Ve'amir rachmana nidchi v'chisema mimay dehachi. If you say, how do we really know? Savulak Rabbi Yitzchak da amar tmei meis mitzvah hayu, that the individuals who were tmeim lenefesh adam lo yachol asos a pesach vayomu, it happened to have been a case where they were involved in a mes mitzvah, shechal shvi shalahem lios be'erev ha-pesach, shenemar v'lo yachol asos ha-pesach b'yom ahu, b'yom ahu, meaning that day, they just missed it by a day. B'yom ahu, deinan yecholin lasos, aval amachar yecholin lasos, ve'amar rachmana, and the Torah says, even in such a case, nidchu. So if you hold the Rabbi Yitzchak, right, even though it's the seventh day, and they're chazi l'urta, that must be the basis for Rav Shita, that even though he's going to be okay tonight, meaning the Tumas Sheretz, even so, he's going to be nidcha, he's not included in the Shechita right now, even though, again, by tonight, he could have everything in place. So it's not. Zav Sherosh Shtei Riyos, Shochtin Olav Bishvi. Again, we're saying now, not according to Rav, but this is what we saw in the Mishnah, that on the seventh day, even though right now he obviously can't have kachim, but by tonight, right, he'll do everything properly, he'll go to the mikvah, he'll wait for Harib Shemesh, he should be fine. This is not a Zav who's in Bechoser Kippurim, because it's just Shtei Riyos, there's Tumah Shiva, but there's no Karban. So my love, Delo Tavil, maybe it's a case where he hasn't gone to the mikvah yet, he's going to go later in the day, he's going to go closer to Yantif. Ushma Minah Shochtin Vizarkin Al Tamei Sheretz. And then that would serve as the basis for somebody who's Tamei B'Tumas Sheretz, and he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet, but he'll be ready tonight. So lo, the Tavi, also the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah was talking about a case where he already went to the mikveh by the time they did Shechita Zrika of the Karban Pesach. See, Tavi, my Kamash Malan. So then it's obvious. The only thing he's missing is Harav Shemesh. Kamash Malan, the Avagad, the Mechoser Harav Shemesh. Kamash Malan, the Shim Shem Meila Arva. That's the din that we saw before. In the case of a Zav who had Shalosh Rios and therefore he's in Bechoser, Kippurim Shochtan Lav Mishmini, Iyamar Bishlam Zav Zerosh, Deriyo Shochtan Lav Mishvi, Detabil. It's Trech Sakadaita Chamina Rosh, Deriyos Vishvi, Udala Mechoser Maisa, Vora Shalosh, Mishmini, the Mechoser Maisa has to bring a Karban, Mechoser Kaparalo, Kamash Malan. So it makes perfect sense why the Mishnah needs to teach us that din. Da'avagav de mechoser kapara, even though he's a mechoser kapara, shochtan v'zarkin ilave. As we said before, because we have a chazaka that a bezdin shel kohanim is not going to leave the Beis HaMikdash until they're attacking everybody. Ela yamad rosh de ri'yos b'shvi delo tavil. But if you'll say the case regarding the Zav, who only had two ri'yos, and therefore it's Tumah Shiva, and it's not a case of mechoser kippurim, and he hadn't gone to the mikvah yet, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is, despite the fact that he's a mechoser ma'isa, right, in terms of not having gone to the mikvah, we still are shochin v'zorek alav. So ra shalosh bishmini lamali. So then that should be obvious also. They're parallel cases. One of them is mechoser tvilo, the other one is mechoser kapara. So lamai nafkamina. So hashi yishlam arash debriyos bishvi delo tavil detami me'al yehu shachtina v'zarkin ani lave. So the Gemara says no. Because you could have still drawn the following distinction. That really a Zav Sherosh Shtei Ri'yos Vishvi, even though he hasn't gone to the mikvah yet, right? Shachtinan Vizarkinan Nilave, Rosh Lishi Bishmini, Ditaviole Bishvi, but since he already went to the mikvah yesterday, and the only thing that's missing is Mechoser Kippurim, Deklisha Tuma, Lo Kol Shekein, De Shachtinan Vizarkinan Nilave, Elalav Shmamina. So it's a very fascinating thing. But you could have imagined the scenario, the Gemara is saying, where the Zav, who's not a Mechusar Kippurim, who hasn't gone to the mikvah, is worse off than a Zav Baal Shalosh Rios, who's a Mechusar Kippurim, that even if he hasn't yet brought his kachim, but we can rely on the Cheskas based in Shul Kohanim to do their job, but at least he went to the mikvah yesterday, right? Because that's when he goes to the mikvah, Bishvi Shalo. So Kulisha Tuma, so you could imagine that he was in a better situation, even though he has a more chamor version of Tumazav. That's a fascinating idea. So Rosh David Yos Vishvi Dishachin Lave de Tavil. So lo li olam em lecha de lo tavil ve itzrech sakadet chamina bishvi hu de biyado latakin aval bishmini de ein biyado lakri korban. He's not in control of that situation. Ema pashive kohanim kamash malan kederav shmaya, that we really do hold to this idea very strongly that the chazaka of bezin shel kohanim inon zazin misham until they empty the shofaros of all of the kinim that are necessary for the olas ketz hamizbeach. Vehazava shochten. Tani tani kami the rabad the barabba vehazava shochten ala b'shvi shalom. So amr lai zava b'shvi shalom michazia. Filum mandar shochten is working all time sherets. Hani milet me sherets the chazi la urta, because by nightfall, v'achu es abasar b'layla azel, he'll be in good shape. Ha, but in the case of a Zava, who's a Mechusar Kippurim, how is her seventh day of any significance? Ad l'machar demasya kapara lochazya. So how in the world would anybody have Avamina to be shochet v'zorek aloha? It's a good question. So the Gemara says, Ema bishmini, we have no choice, we have to emend the text. It's got to be the 8th and not the 7th day. So pshita ma'u d'seima. Once it's the 8th day, isn't it obvious? Right, she's going to be fine tonight. How is that different than anything else you said? Kivan the mechaser kapara lo kamash malan k'derav shmai. The third time the Gemara is appealing to this principle. Ravina mar nida tanakame v'hanida shochten ala b'shvi. Then a nida who can go to the mikvah at the end of 7. Only 1 7 have passed. Amar lei nida b'shvi michazya. Afilu l'man damar shochten v'zarkin al tmei sheret. Techazi l'orta nida l'orta d'shvi d'tavla. Ad shmini dav d'harav shemesh l'chazya. Right, and we have only the iser v'heter part of nida today in terms of, you know, muteres l'bayla. But in terms of taros, what would happen is that she would go to the mikvah during the nightfall. Normally people go to the mikvah during the day. She'd go to the mikvah after shkia. On the seventh day, following the seventh day, and she would go to the mikvah. Then she'd have to wait for the harif shemesh of the following day, of day 8, to have taros. So the shvi shalah, how does that help? So ad shmini the avda harif shemesh lochazia. So elaima bishmini. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's obvious. Pshita. Hashto mazava de mechsera kapara shochten v'zarkin ala b'shmini nida, who she doesn't have to bring a karban, so it's obvious. Lo mechsera kapara tzricha lemeimer de shachtina v'zarkin ala. The Gemara says, yeah, we still need to teach the din of nida. Nida is tzricha le'akamash v'la and b'shmini in b'shvi'i lo. Because we were dafka teaching this halacha that you couldn't do this on the seventh day. Kidatanya kol chayavei tvilo tvilo san bayom. Normally you would go during the day. Nida v'yoled es tvilo san v'alayla detanya yachol te tovelas mivod yom. Talmud omar. Shivas yamim tiyad benidasa tehe benidasa kol shiva. V'yoled es iskish l'nida. So we needed to reinforce this halacha that she could only possibly go after the completion of 7 full days of nidus. Then she goes, and then the following night, after Harav Shemesh, she'd be Muteres B'Taharos. Okay. With your permission, I just wanted to take a look over at 2 of the Tosfosin. The top Tosfos of Mechusar Tvila, this is what the Gemara was trying to figure out, how do we relate to that? I mean, Harav Shemesh, we said Shemesh is Ma'alia, you know, Shimsham Me'la Arba, that it comes on its own. But in terms of tefillah, so then we had a serious question, you know, do we worry about Dilma Pasha? Do we not worry about Dilma Pasha? When it came to the Karban in the end of Mechusar Kippurim, because we had the principle of Rav Shemaya, we were very convinced that that was going to be sufficient. So Tosa says mechusar to Rabbi Avol gavdim mechusar kapara nami tzarich tvila. And if the rabbis assigned the tvila separately for somebody who's a mechusar kipurim, then v'berek chomer ba'kodesh ha'onen mechusar kipurim tzvichin tvila v'kodesh and lemi derabanan. That's only din derabanan v'chasam. V'oh devayi tvila lo boi harav shemesh v'lo shaya chasam dilma pasha. So I want to key in on this last line in Tosos. So since that tvila is only a tvila derabanan, right, on the eighth day, it's mechusar kipurim, so it doesn't require harav shemesh at all, that tvila derabanan, v'lo shayach hasam doma pasha. We're not worried that the person is going to be posheya. What does that tell you about the Gemara's chashash of doma pasha in general? How did Balei Tosos understand that? If they thought dafka there is a chashash of Dilma Pasha by Tvila, why? I'm saying only in the case where there's Harev Shemesh. They're getting into the psychology of the person. Nachi, go ahead.
Because right, when you do have Harev Shemesh, you have to wait anyways. So procrastination is...
Beautiful, right? The person is going to say to themselves, why go now? Go an hour from now. No difference. It's not going to get me anywhere, right? Shkia is not until 6 o'clock anyway. You know, and lo and behold, he never goes. But in a situation where a person immediately stands to gain, quote unquote, right? I'm going to the mikvah, they're going to go. Okay, so ad sheyichlu kol ha'maos shebishofar, right? Remember, they put all of the money for the kinim into these shofaros, and then Beis Din would take them out, the Beis Din shel kohanim, and, you know, perform the korbanos of the ofos. So hikshariva yafshar shaleimura v'chol ken v'ken mimahu shtei nashim. Every pair of birds is going to be a mixture of maos of two different women. V'afilu demandam ar yesh bereira. Topic we've been working on a lot. Even if you could say retroactively, oh, it must have been that these two coins were going for Lindsay and those two coins were going for Denise, doesn't matter, right? Afilu leman damar yesh bereira ki agav no shayach me'mar de'anan sadesh and it's arbu. You can pretend all you want that, oh, those two coins came from Denise and those two coins came from Janice and those two coins came from Lindsay. It doesn't matter. Right? You're looking at them, they're all mixed up together. Anansade, it's obvious, right? Who are you kidding? He doesn't sound like they're, you know, going and they're purchasing, you know, all the kidim together and they've somehow aggregated all of these funds. So he says, near Lari, the Cholachas Haisatzarares Ma'useha Vinosenes Bishofar, that they actually did have this problem. And everybody would uniquely bundle their money to make sure that their money, right, actually went to their particular karban. Okay, very good. So this last section of the Gemara is a very important section. We'll do Chazara on this, then we'll come back and do Chazara on Amud Aleph. So what we're comparing is different situations where a person could potentially be Chazi L'Orta. And everything has its own advantage, everything has its own disadvantage. So we would have thought, you know, before starting the Gemara, that probably who's in the worst position, if you think about it in terms of the most that needs to happen, right? When it comes to the Shemesh, we say, Mimela Arva, that's coming on its own. We don't have to worry so much about Harav Shemesh. So in comparing the two candidates, Mechusar Tfila and Mechusar Kapara, we would have thought the Mechusar Kapara is in a worse, you know, position. But the Gemara actually says the Mechusar Kapara has Beis Din on his side. Right? Beis Din Shel Kohanim, the Chazaka is, that's the din of Reb Shemaya, in Unzazin Misham, right? Ad Shem Bechalin Es HaShofaros. So they turn out to be in a better position than maybe we would have originally thought. The Mechusar Tvila, which seems like a relatively trivial act, we're concerned Dilma Pasha, and Nachi just remind us again, in light of Tosfos, why are we so concerned, Dilma Pasha?
We just have to wait till the nighttime anyways.
Because Harav Shemesh itself, it serves as a little bit of a disincentive. Very fascinating. Okay, excellent. Going back to Amud Aleph, the main event was certainly Shitas Rebbe. The Karban Pesach is Mamun Bailim. Im Yimat Habayis Mihios Misa, that you can use the Karban Pesach Hachayei Atzmecha Misa Talis Chaluk. Not just Eitzim for purposes of roasting the Karban Pesach. That's like the Gufa de Pesach. That's no Chiddush. Not just for Matzos and Merorim Yochlu. That we conclude is also like Gufa de Pesach. This is remarkable. This halacha is relevant to the idea that Karban Pesach always stood for the overall well-being of the Jewish people, even outside of the realm of Kachim. Hachaye atzmecha miseh. So again, Tosfos wondered, is it the Gzeirah Sakasov? Imi mat habayis mios miseh, or is it al menas kein higdishu Yisrael pischeihen? Sounds like there are two different motifs in the Gemara. So Tosso says, it's one. There's one din. What the Pasuk is telling you, im yimat habayis miyos misev v'lakachu shcheinu karov al beis mechzlas nefashim, that's telling you that the way that we're makdish the Karban Pesach is different. There's a shiur in the Gufa Karba. So who remembers that there's one parallel shita that we saw to that? Outside of Karban Pesach is the shita of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that Kachim Kalim are Mamun Bayim. Okay. Shkach, guys. We will, Be'ezrat Hashem, pick it up Motza'e Shabbos. Let's say now, do you think that 7:45 is a good time, tentatively? Does that make sense? Okay. So let's try to say 7:45. If it needs to be a little bit